Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, one of our favorite guest impressionists, Frank Caliendo, with Super Bowl talk.
Attention, Fergler shoppers. You need hardware, you need Fergler. That's right, Fergler's Hardware Store. Fergler's dares you to beat their prices on anything in the store. That's right, Crazy Ernie's lost his mind and everything must go. Ladders, lumber, nails, including the kitchen sink. Fergler's Hardware Store, where you make out like a burglar when you shop at Fergler's. Free popcorn Mondays, free coffee Fridays, free parking. It's Crazy Ernie's going out of business sale. Everything must be Fergler's Hardware Store. If Fergler's doesn't have it, you don't Fergin need it.
Hi, I'm Ernie Fergler.
He's Ernie Fergler. If you don't come buy some stuff today, he'll kick your ass. Be there. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us, we have Frank Kelly. Hey, Frank, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Frankie! Okay.
Frank, how's it going?
Doing well.
Now, Frank, are you
Holy
in Phoenix?
Holy heck, this is the best hookup with anybody we've ever had.
Are you in Phoenix right now?
Yeah, it is freezing. It's like 52 degrees.
Get him!
It's brutal. Chick. I mean, I went outside, I had to put on a sweatshirt.
Chick, read him a couple of those temperatures. Right now.
Boyceville, Wisconsin, 31 below zero. Dodge Center, Minnesota, 34 below zero.
Actual temperature.
Yeah, this is the air temperature. Minot, North Dakota, minus 32 degrees.
So one time there was the polar vortex in Milwaukee. It was coming through Milwaukee. I don't know how it moves. I don't understand this stuff. But I got off a plane coming from Phoenix to Milwaukee, and I had dressed for Phoenix weather.
Oh.
And I got out, and I was still in shorts. I forgot my jacket. I was walking, and you have to go outside the airport to get to the rental cars. I was convulsing. I was I was literally doing that. It sounded like I got beat up in a cartoon. Like, there was nothing. I'd never felt like that before. And I was just trying to shake it. People are like, "You okay?" I'm like, "No, I'm freezing and I'm an idiot."
Yeah, well, dress warmly. And what was it? One of the weather ladies on NBC was wearing giant ski goggles.
Dylan Dreyer,
yeah, because apparently in certain temperatures with the wind, you can actually have your corneas freeze or something.
And yeah, that's what she said. Protect your corneas.
Wow.
I mean, she'll see you later, Clark. Her eyes are frozen.
Frank your Caliendo.
Eyes are just frozen straight ahead. Look at me over here. I'm trying.
Comedian Frank Caliendo is on the line with us from Phoenix. Frank has been to the Super Bowl.
Got kicked out of the Super Bowl once.
Oh, how'd that happen?
Well, I'll tell you. I was down. Jay Glazer, the Super Bowl or the NFL insider for ESPN, the guy who looks like Ram Man from He-Man.
Yeah.
No, Frank, you know who he looks like? He looks like the inflatable autopilot from Airplane. From Airplane.
Yes, he's pretty similar.
He's like Bullet Head. Yeah.
I keep waiting for him to go, I'm the Juggernaut. So he brings me down. He's like, you guys see this. You're not going to believe how amazing this is. Yeah, you come down to the field. You lift some weights a little bit. We'll do a little bit of that. We do some kickboxing.
Sure.
It's going to be incredible. You're not going to believe all the kind of stuff we can do. I'm actually working out with a bunch of guys right now on the way down here. So he's like, come on down here. You can just pretend you're working the camera with me and everything will be fine. You see the flyover. It's going to be incredible. So that was turned into Bobby Slayton. Did you notice that too?
Yeah. I had no idea.
How fast does it get to that? Now I've got to protect myself from the FCC because you know I'm going to say something that I probably can't say. So he brings me down there and an NFL security guy says, what are you doing down here? And I was stupid. I was honest. I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I'm just down here with him. He's like, you got to go. And I'm like, well, I had a badge that said that had the color coding of I could be anywhere. And I said, well, I work at Fox. I was, I was just on TV and they told me I could go kick the ball if I wanted to. And he's like, get out of here. I was like, okay. I turn around, I start to walk away and I turn around one more time and go, but they told me, he goes, that's it. And he rips the badge off of me.
Oh, man.
And he escorts me out of the stadium. Well, he starts escorting me out to the stadium. He hands me off to stadium security. Meanwhile, I find out that Craig Shoemaker is videotaping this. Like, I'm the love master, baby. I'm getting the whole thing. You're not getting any love, Frank. So, I get escorted out of not just the building. They tell the guy to escort me off the grounds. So now I'm outside of the grounds. This is before cell phones are really that big. I don't even know if I had a cell phone with me. And I mean, there were cell phones, but I can't remember what the situation was with the cell. Maybe I did use it to finally get somebody in the camp of Fox. And I finally got a hold of somebody. I snuck back in because some security guard was talking to some girl, and I just went by him eventually. And I got in, and I got back to the camper or the trailer and said to the president of Fox Sports, I go, I don't know what just happened, but I got kicked out of the Super Bowl. I swear I wasn't starting trouble. I was just down there with Jay, and he said, you could come down here, but you never know what's going to happen. So... and the president of Fox Sports ended up writing a letter to the NFL saying this is ridiculous. He's one of our people. He should have been treated at least more kindly.
Well, if you had the right badge, why didn't the guy let you in?
Well, you can get down there for the flyover. You can get down there, but as soon as kickoff comes, they pretty much clear everybody who isn't doing a job out of there.
That makes sense.
So if you are specifically there to take pictures for a giant national or international outlet, or you're doing the game, you can be down there. I didn't understand that. The people just told me, you know, you can kick the ball. And I'm the one who got kicked, you know what I'm saying?
Was that where you almost met George Bush?
No, that was a different Super Bowl. That was the one I got kicked out of was Jacksonville. And if there's a place you're going to get kicked out of, Jacksonville's not the best place because you're outside of the stadium and there's nothing right there. That was in Dallas, and that was Jerry Jones was sitting up there, and he was in between John Madden and between George W. Bush. And they're just talking back and forth. Hey, what kind of skin products do you use? Surgery.
And you know they pull it back there and then it's like, sure, you got hooks in the back of your head.
So, I got past. I didn't get past. Secret Service let me through because somebody from one of the news stations that I knew let me through, and then they didn't. I could have just gone up there probably and tried to interrupt, and stupidly I didn't. But the PR guy said, no, just wait and see what... It was very nice. He was very nice. But he said, just wait and see. But they kept talking to Jerry Jones. Then they didn't want to interrupt him. And, I mean, I remember Jamie Foxx was up there. He didn't get in talk to them either. But he was up there wearing sunglasses in Jerry Jones' booth. Made no sense to me.
Oh, God. Jackass.
And let's see who. There were some other people up there, too. But Laura Bush comes up to me and she goes, "Oh, we just saw you on television this morning. Oh. George and I enjoyed it." Oh, I'm like, "What could you tell him? I'd like to go talk and just get on TV in front of 100 million people between him and two of my most famous impressions ever."
God, that would have been so. Had you worked up in your head what you were going to say to the president? I mean, were you going to?
Hey man, what's up? How's it hanging?
Did you know that his father, the late George H.W. Bush, was a lover of, shall we say, the bawdy joke?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was a huge joke.
Yeah, W even
street joke guy.
Mentioned that at the service.
Yeah,
that a lot of the jokes he enjoyed were fairly blue.
Yeah, but I would think if you were in fact in the presence of George W. Bush, I think you probably wouldn't do something, you know, kind of outrageous.
I don't know. I've always heard that he was the most relaxed of anybody. Like, no matter where your political affiliations are, I don't care about that. But they would always say he struggled on television, but behind the camera, when you're just talking to him, nastiest guy in the world, man, put a hand on your shoulder and make you feel muy comfortable.
I heard one commentator say George W. Bush was the funniest, along with Hillary Clinton. They said they were both the funniest people they'd met.
Really?
And you would, yeah. And a lot of people.
I never heard that about Hillary.
Yeah, apparently she's hilarious.
We interviewed her once, and she was real funny.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? You never know.
So, and we actually interviewed Barack Obama at the same time because they were running against each other. They were both actually pretty
funny.
Wait a
second. I hear Barack Obama's in the studio there.
Yeah, he stopped by
did you know? That's amazing.
Oh, in fact, here he is now.
Oh, here he goes.
Oh, hello. Good to see you all.
Which one of the Muppets is that? I can't tell.
Is that Patrick Mahomes?
Frank Caliendo? I'm a big fan of all you do. The girls and I really enjoy your voice.
Josh, is that your Tom Waits? I can't quite tell. Do you know who else is supposed to be incredibly funny? Is Al Gore.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's supposed to be hilarious, but he was kind of stiff when he was running. So who knows? But
everybody's so protected when they're on television. They don't try to be that funny, I don't think, most of the time, because they don't. And especially nowadays, you say one thing that could be taken the wrong way, you're done.
Yeah.
So I think that's it's almost
talking to you might be toxic. Did you know they talked to Frank Caliendo? Frank Caliendo once got off an airplane wearing shorts. Oh, my God.
Right.
There's a reality to that.
Now, what of your most famous impressions, which people have you actually met in person, and have you done your impression of them in front of them? I know you famously did was for the grandchildren. What was that story you were in?
John Madden.
John Madden for his grandkids.
Yeah,
finally liked you.
Yeah, he ended up liking me. A lot of the sports guys. Jim Rome would not look at me in the eyes. Definitely not going to look your way. Maybe off one or two mirrors, double reflection. That's a possibility.
Pauly Shore
was the first one I ever met. He was going down an escalator. I'm like, "Hey, buddy, how's it going?"
Was he cool?
Yeah, he was nice. He knew who I was.
Yeah, I was, believe it or not, I was, for some weird reason, I was having lunch with one of Jim Rome's merchandise guys or whatever. And this was pretty early
on. Somebody on the staff.
Yeah. Pretty early on. So I had the Frank Caliendo Jim Rome thing put on then a CD and sent out to Jim. I thought he'd think this is hilarious.
Right.
Then I found out that he had no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Did not go well.
Did I tell you guys about when I went to the Comic-Con with my daughter, the Ace Comic-Con thing?
What happened?
No.
Well, we met Loki, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you told us you were going to.
Yeah, so it ended up being the most amazing thing, and he does impressions. So he and I are going back and forth doing Jeff Goldblum. Yes, yes.
Hello. Oh, yes, I love that. I love it.
And
yes,
he's like, "Oh, very good. This is exactly what it's like, except more star power."
Way more star power.
And I was, yes, 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 and the ability to choose your own apartment.
That's right.
But it was funny because we were just talking. it was my daughter was in awe. She's like, "How's your friend Tom?" Because we were just talking like we like pals kind of after a little bit, and then he comes down later and he made me look like the greatest guy in the world. He's like, "Frank, how you doing?" And
oh, that's great.
It was pretty cool. And
that
then
is cool.
My daughter, who she really really wants to meet, is Spider-Man Tom Holland.
Oh sure, yeah.
So I went to this Comic-Con, and it's in the back room, the green room kind of thing. I'm just sitting around. They go, there's Tom Hiddleston over there. And I'm like, really? So then I call my wife and daughter down, and they come down, and they end up meeting him. And the whole thing was the agent of – it wasn't his agent, but another agent that was for this other guy from Kingsman says – "Hey, Frank." And I'm like, "Hey, how are you?" He goes, "I'm your agent." I'm like, "I had no idea. You get me any work lately? What's going on?" So then I had free reign in that whole area because they all knew me. So Tom Hiddleston talked with him for like three times actually throughout the day. And he was so great with the fans. It was unbelievable how many, you know, it's expensive. You take the pictures, but he was letting people do all kinds of props and put on costumes. It was incredible. But his agent turns out to be Spider-Man Tom Holland's agent, so my daughter is like in heaven because that's who she really really wants to meet of all the Avengers. So that could be a possibility someday. So I was like more than super dad, I was earth saving dad. I saved the entire unit. I was an Avenger. That I was Dadvenger.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. Frank, by the way, is also a podcaster, besides being a great stand-up comedian, television personality, and actor. The Alan Frank Try to Be Serious podcast is out there, as is the Comic Playground, where Frank learns about comics. Find out about all that stuff by going to Frank's website. And by the way, Frank, again, thank you. Ace Cosby wants to thank you for getting him the John Gruden signed football.
Because great guy.
No, that's one of the guys you've done Gruden for Gruden many times. Which is
I tell you
fun.
What, man, that's tremendous right there. I love signing that football for Ace Cosby, man. You're my ace, man. I might draft you in the first round, man.
Let's talk season tickets.
Where are they going to be? What season? What place, man?
What city? Yeah.
I just saw Mel Kiper Jr. This is kind of his time of year. You know, he's the famous college football analyst that knows all about the
from his basement. He
draft.
He started the whole draft industry. That's the amazing thing about Mel Kiper Jr. That before him, people didn't really care about the draft, and he would put together these draft books by himself. And people were like, "You're crazy. This is never going to be anything." And ESPN turned it into a full industry, and now NFL Network, and everybody's in on the combine. I mean, that's amazing how much the NFL takes over an entire year. It's not just their season. But Kiper's the kind of guy, does a tremendous amount of research every single morning while I'm eating a piece of pumpkin pie. Did you ever hear that? He eats pumpkin pie every day to the point where if I eventually I'm going to become a pumpkin pie and I'm going to spit out seeds.
What? Really?
I like him even more. He's just wonderful.
Yeah,
someone that actually knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. The players hate him, though, because he grades people. And when you get a lot of times that can cost you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. So none of the players, you mentioned Mel Kiper Jr., like, ugh.
Yeah, people listen to him, and he's right a lot of the time too.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's right. It's so much speculation. It's kind of like he's better than a weatherman, weather person. So it's amazing how much information they have on all these people. And when I say the players, they don't like anybody who does draft grading because it costs. They can end up costing them so much money. Well, some of them like it because they get graded so highly.
The length of an NFL career is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. A lot of these guys, they're great, and they're in there for 2 years and a couple of games, and boom, they're out because there's a guy that's younger and faster and hasn't been hurt yet.
Yeah, and eventually it could become like baseball where they just go all analytics and you're just a cog again.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's tough. And people getting hurt so much.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. Are you going to the Super Bowl this year?
I am not. I actually like watching it. This may sound like the super privileged version of something, but I would way rather watch it on television than go to the game. And the reason is when you go to the game, you miss everything else that everybody's talking about the next day or two. So you don't see all the commercials, really.
Yeah.
You might see them at different times, but it's not the same kind of feeling the next morning. The announcers usually say something ridiculous. Or this one, I think, Chick, you're not a Tony Romo guy at all, right?
I've totally turned the corner on him.
Really?
The Chiefs-Patriots game, I thought he was excellent.
He's so much fun. He gets so excited.
He's so excited.
This isn't. Did you look what's happening here?
Jim, man, I can't. Jim, can you believe this?
Yeah. He's not going to do. He is.
Frank, I don't know if you heard this, but he was so good at predicting the plays, they started to put spoiler alert up when he would talk. Frank, we got to go, Frank.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.